From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis, filling in for Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Tom Beaudet, Charlie Pierce, and Amy Dickinson. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill opens up a can of rhyme sauce in the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amy, thanks to new laws in China, you can now be sued for what?
Is it a like a speech thing?
No, it's not a speech thing. It's a behavior thing. They can fine you
spitting.
If you don't. No, they can fine you if you don't do something.
What do Chinese people need to not do?
All right. Well,
or do
now when your mom says you never call, you never write, it could be actionable.
So if you don't keep in touch with your parents?
Yes. If you can be sued for neglecting your parents now in China. The Chinese government is tired of listening to old people complain about their bunions or about how Justin Timberlake's new album doesn't come close to the funky hotness of Future Sex Love Sound. So they want to encourage children to take a more active role in the care of their parents by threatening to sue them. A new law makes it legal for elderly parents to sue their own children if the children do not call enough or check in on them or bring the grandchildren by or keep whining about how they had to go work at Foxconn when they were 8.
Now there's a government that gets behind family values.
Yeah. You know?
Wow, that's crazy.
Isn't that really build relationships with your children? What are you going to talk about when you're court-ordered to call your mother?
You know? Well, you guys are all parents of adult children. What do you think of this?
Yeah, I mean, the police got on them, but I wouldn't sue them.
They got nothing. I mean, yeah, got sue them for everything you got, and then I'll just have to give it back at Christmas.
Charlie, Canadians can now go to their local health food store and pick up what kind of new breakfast food?
Bacon.
No, they've had that for a while. This is brand new in the shelves. I'll give you a hint. These tricks are not for kids.
What, like beer-flavored cereal?
No.
Whiskey-flavored cereal.
It's a kind of cereal, but it's a cereal that purports to help you with what activity?
Hockey-flavored cereal?
No, I'll give you another hint. It's like snap, crack, and hubba hubba.
What, it's like sex cereal?
It's exactly sex cereal. That is what it is called. Sex cereal.
Sex bacon.
No.
Oh.
No. No.
Why not? Why not?
You can have it on the
why
side.
Not? Exactly.
It's sex cereal and sex bacon is part of your complete sex breakfast.
That's right. It's one of the two major sex food groups.
Yeah. Sex cereal comes in two varieties, for men and for women. The inventor says there's food that's supposed to help your digestive system. Why not food to help your more fun parts? The woman's cereal has lots of organic ingredients good for sexual health, like goji berries and chia seeds. The men's cereal is just Viagra capsules covered in brown sugar.
Yeah. Right. Made from real oysters.
But do they have to call
and
it?
And amazingly enough, during the test groups, the men finished their cereal much faster.
Oh, that's true. How embarrassing will it be to go to the checkout with a six-pack of beer, four Hungry Man frozen dinners, and a box of sex cereal? The cashier's like, good luck, pal.
I can't believe this is a Canadian thing. It
well,
just doesn't
you know,
sound Canadian to me.
The name is very Canadian, so boring. And if they're going to break into the American market with this product, they're going to need to jazz it up.
Do we have some more names?
We do.
Wow.
Here are our suggestions for what they should call sex cereal.
Horny bunches of oats.
Or they could call it
Count Crotchula, down with crotch berries.
Or perhaps
grope nuts.
and of course, because we do not discriminate,
special gay.
Oh my God.
Bill Curtis, ladies and gentlemen.